You're listening to 30 Pounds Down, where losing weight is simplified with healthy habits. I'm Glenda Hill, a nurse turned holistic nutritionist. Let's go to the show.
Hey, friend. Today I talk about how to drop pounds and love your food journey. This is weight loss that centers on tasty foods that alkaline your body's pH and prevent bloating. This is a secret to weight loss that lasts. I have breakfast and lunch meal ideas for you to consider to drop pounds. By eating two hearty meals early in the day, losing weight is possible by eating less often and focusing on quality instead of quantity of food. But there's more to weight loss than just food. We make mistakes. And I want to help you succeed on this journey with healthy habits to correct the past mistakes. So let's get started with breakfast and lunch meal ideas that include alkaline foods. This is how we infuse love into our mindful eating. Foods with a pH level that's greater than 7.0 are known as alkaline foods. And these foods are typically low in calories, high in fiber. They keep us feeling fuller for long periods. By eating the alkaline foods, you have better digestion, increased energy levels, and reduced inflammation. But on the other hand, if you eat too much acidic foods, that can lead to an imbalance in your pH levels, causing inflammation, gout, arthritis, and many other health issues. Green leafy vegetables, berries, citrus fruits, nuts and seeds, and whole grains, these are examples of alkaline foods. So for your breakfast and lunch, I want you to infuse love into your mindful eating by trying these suggestions, okay? If you love oatmeal, I want you to swap it out for alkaline grains because oatmeal is acid forming. That doesn't mean it's not good for you. It just means that for what we're doing, we want to eat alkaline grains because we want healing in our body as well as to achieve the weight loss. So we need to get rid of the bloat. We need to heal the past mistakes that we've been making with diet and quick fixes and things like that. And this helps. Alkaline helps to heal your body faster. So if you love oatmeal, you want to swap that out for alkaline grains to prevent the bloating and to promote weight loss. God has given us an abundance of fruits, and vegetables, nuts, grains, and seeds to create delicious, nutritious meals that satisfies our every need. So consider eating alkaline grains such as amaranth, buckwheat, millet, quinoa, and I tell you, these are some tasty grains that people have just forgotten about. Buckwheat breakfast bowl. So you want to cook the buckwheat and add some almond milk. Almonds are alkaline. And then you can top it off with berries, bananas, and a little bit of honey. Okay. Quinoa salad with roasted veggies. This is great for a lunch, right? Or you can have it for breakfast if you want. Cooked quinoa, and you have roasted bell peppers, cherry tomatoes, asparagus. And then you have a handful of arugula or spinach, and then you just top it all off with lemon tahini dressing. Yeah. Okay, what about buckwheat stir fry? This is a mix of buckwheat and broccoli, carrots, bell peppers. And if you want, you can put in there some tofu because tofu is made from soybeans and soybeans is alkaline. And then you top it all off with a delicious soy ginger sauce. Okay, so maybe you're not into buckwheat. Well, there's some more whole grain wrap. This is a whole grain wrap filled with millet or amaranth, grilled eggplant, zucchini, red onion, and put some hummus in there and sprinkle it with fresh parsley. It's delicious. Buckwheat and lentil soup.
Just simmer the buckwheat and the lentils in vegetable broth. Add some diced tomatoes, carrots, celery, spinach, and add the seasoning of turmeric, cumin, and a touch of lemon juice. This is a very tasty alkaline soup. Then you have millet bowl. This is cooked millet, roasted sweet potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and kale. With the avocado slices and tahini dressing. Have you noticed that I have different types of cooking methods to create these nutritious, delicious meals? Because the cooking methods is very important. So I'm using cooking methods that are gentle on digestion. Steaming, roasting, stir frying, okay? And some of the foods you're eating fresh, right? These cooking methods make grains and vegetables more digestible. And of course, the herbs and the spices, this also has digestive benefits. And they alleviate bloating. So I'm talking about the ginger, turmeric, fennel. Okay, my friend, how are you loving this food journey so far? I love trying new foods and cooking methods. But if cooking is not your thing, if it's not your cup of tea, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. And I know that. So what I would do in this situation, and this is what I'm recommending to you, is to try bringing scripture meditation into your daily routine, because it has been the perfect thing for me to maintain a healthy relationship with food. Galatians 6 verse 9 tells us not to grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not, right? So this serves as a motivator to keep going, keep striving towards your goals. Don't give up, even if it's overwhelming, even if it feels hard. We can do hard, right, my sister? Proverbs 3 verse 5 and 6 reminds us to trust in the Lord with all my heart, lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path. It gives me clarity and a sense of calm in my mind and in my nerves. So I like bringing scripture meditation into any time that I'm feeling unsure, uncertain. I need clarity. I need to have confidence to do the hard things. But I know God will help me. Now, if you're new to scripture meditation, I want you to feel excited about spicing up your food journey with scripture meditation. Start by just choosing verses that resonate with your journey. Okay, wherever you are on your journey. And take a few minutes each day to reflect and meditate on those verses. Let it stir up inspiration in you and motivation. All right, let it guide you toward a more fulfilling relationship with food. Then you can get in the kitchen and start practicing creating delicious, nutritious breakfast and lunch meals until they become second nature. I want so much for you to succeed, my friend. So I provided a lot of information for you to consider. But you know, we make mistakes. So I want to address some common mistakes so that it won't hold you back. So here's tips to help you to move forward. Drinking water is something that is so essential for us to do. But the mistake people make is that they drink water too fast. They drink it too fast or they drink too much at one time. And that causes bloating. To avoid this, you want to just sip your water. Take in just a mouthful at a time and just sip on the water throughout the day rather than chugging it all down at one time. Another mistake people make is they eat meals late. When you eat a large meal close to your bedtime, your digestive system is busy working and it really needs to have rest. The stomach should be resting when you're sleeping. But I hear you say, well, I'm not sleeping. That's the problem. I'm up working on a project. I'm up working late. And so I get a little hungry and I go and eat something. Well, my answer to that, my sister, is to
eat one or two crackers that's easy to digest. And if you can't just eat one or two crackers, then discipline yourself and don't eat at all. Just drink water. Why deprive your stomach of the rest that it needs and the rest that it deserves just because you decided to work late? Remember, our bodies are not our own. We've been bought with the price of Christ's blood, right? And so we need to take care of our bodies as the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your stomach and digestive organs need the rest in order to have the energy to function optimally, right? You want to look fabulous and feel energized in the morning? Well, you need to get 8 hours of restful sleep, and your stomach needs to rest as well. Another mistake is eating artificial flavor enhancers like MSG and high fructose corn syrup. You'll be surprised at how many foods that you eat contain these flavor enhancers. Artificial flavorings, artificial additives, colors, preservatives can trigger the stress responses in your body. Many processed foods contain these additives, and this is going to contribute to the bloating and digestive issues and so many other issues, the hormone disruptors. This is all going to hinder weight loss, right? We know this. So we want to avoid artificial flavor enhancers. Read the labels. Look at those mysterious names on the back of your favorite snacks. Yeah, you know, the ones that you can't pronounce half the time. Yeah, you don't want those foods. I hope this has been a blessing to you, my sister. Thank you for listening to 30 Pounds Down. If you like this episode, share it with your friends and subscribe to my channel. And until next time, peace to you and have a great day.